Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Health experts have said one of the keys to reopening the economy is having plenty of coronavirus testing and contact tracers. They have the important task of tracking down others who may have been exposed to infected people. Joining us now is one of those so-called disease detectives. Sheila Hiddleston is a registered nurse and health commissioner in Delaware County. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
What does a typical day of contact tracing look like?
Well, all positive COVID-19 cases are required to be reported by law immediately. And so all of those lab results get entered into a statewide database, or we get called by laboratories. Sometimes we get called by a patient. Sometimes we get called by a physician. And so once we get that positive case, that's what starts everything rolling.
How does this work?
Well, the first thing that we do is we call the patient and we talk to them a little bit. We find out, number one, whether they've been told that they were positive for COVID-19. If they haven't, they usually have a lot of questions about, well, what does this mean? What do I have to do? So we would talk about that. Then we interview them. We have a set of questions that we ask them. We kind of go through, where have they been? If they've come in contact with anyone that has had it, what symptoms that they've had? We ask them questions like, what kind of underlying medical problems do you have? Have you been to the hospital? Have you been to any other types of facilities? It's about 7 pages of questions that we ask them.
Some of these conversations must take a while.
Oh, absolutely. Some of these are, 30 to 45 minutes. And if we have to have an interpreter, it's even longer.
Is there a particular person or conversation that sticks with you, or did someone catch you off guard?
Not really, probably caught us off guard. I think the main thing is a lot of times when we talk to people, they don't really know where they were exposed. And so that's always a concern. People always want to know, well, where did I get this? And a lot of times we really don't know, especially with a disease like this that is in the community. And so trying to pinpoint where they might have been exposed is a little bit more difficult. Now, when we get to the end of that first interview with the case, that's when we ask them, okay, now who have you been in contact with 48 hours prior to when your symptoms started until today?
What is your average number of contacts per case?
Our average right now, interesting you asked that, we've just finished a study, and our average number of contacts for each case is 3.
That doesn't sound like many.
But that's the average. We did have one that had 46.
What do you ask the contacts?
When we call the contacts, one of the things we talk to them about is, how are they feeling? Do they have any symptoms? And then, of course, if they have symptoms that meet the probable definition, then they become a case, and it kind of starts again, where then we have to talk to them about all of their contacts.
How many people have you traced to have contacts?
To date, we have put 797 people on either isolation or quarantine. That's our cumulative number. And then every day that they are on isolation or quarantine, whether they're in the same house or not, we call and monitor them and talk to them about how they're feeling, how's their fever, do they have any symptoms, and also make sure that they don't need anything while they're being isolated or quarantined.
You must have to be very sensitive on the phone.
Our staff are so excellent, and everybody has such good conversation skills and interview skills. And, we always try to be very sensitive to, even making that follow-up monitoring call. If we know that their loved one just died, we kind of tell them, you call us if you have a fever, we're going to give you a couple of days. Or if the person's hospitalized and we also still need to get in touch with their contacts, sometimes we do have to wait a day and make sure that the person is stable before we call the family.
I've been talking with Sheila Hiddleston, a registered nurse and health commissioner in Delaware County, about contact tracing. Thanks again.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks for reaching out, and thanks for helping us to spread the word about how important contact tracing and monitoring is.